Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 2nd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Plasma-supplemented red cell concentrates as alternatives to whole blood in porcine ex vivo heart perfusion. This study investigated alternatives to autologous whole blood for ex vivo heart perfusion, a technique aiming to expand the organ donor pool but facing logistical hurdles. Researchers compared red cell concentrate and rejuvenated red cell concentrate-based perfusates against whole blood during a 4-hour porcine ex vivo heart perfusion model. The study successfully assessed the impact of various perfusates on blood quality and myocardial function, establishing that plasma-supplemented red cell concentrates offer viable alternatives to whole blood. This advancement enhances the functional and logistical feasibility of ex vivo organ perfusion, which could increase donor heart availability. Article number 2. 200 cases of cardiac donation after circulatory death utilizing normothermic regional perfusion, the 4-year Vanderbilt experience. This study presents a 4-year, single high-volume centers experience with 200 cases of cardiac donation after circulatory death heart recovery using normothermic regional perfusion. Researchers retrospectively reviewed adult patients receiving cardiac allografts recovered via thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion at Vanderbilt from October 2020 to November 2024. The study successfully documented the program's evolution, establishing the feasibility and scalability of normothermic regional perfusion in a large cohort. This comprehensive experience offers crucial insights for standardizing practice and increasing the donor heart pool by validating this method for cardiac transplantation. Article number 3. Impact of right ventricular reserve function during exercise on aortic valve opening in patients with left ventricular assist device. This study investigated the relationship between right ventricular reserve function and aortic valve opening during exercise in patients with a left ventricular assist device. Researchers hypothesized that RV reserve function is associated with AV opening status, which is linked to fewer adverse events in these patients. The study successfully explored hemodynamic parameters at rest and during maximal exercise, establishing a significant association between right ventricular reserve function and aortic valve opening. This finding is crucial for optimizing patient management, offering a potential target to improve outcomes and reduce adverse events for patients with a left ventricular assist device during physical activity. Article number 4. Temperature dynamics of donor lungs from procurement to reperfusion, static ice versus controlled hypothermic storage. This study aimed to characterize the previously unstudied temperature dynamics of donor lungs during clinical lung transplantation, comparing static ice storage and controlled hypothermic storage. Researchers focused on temperature fluctuations during the cooling, preservation, and rewarming phases of ischemia reperfusion injury. The study successfully mapped these temperature dynamics from procurement to reperfusion under both static ice storage and controlled hypothermic storage, establishing crucial baseline data. This foundational work provides essential insights into optimizing lung preservation strategies to mitigate ischemia reperfusion injury and improve overall lung transplant outcomes. Article number 5. Risk assessment models and survival in pulmonary arterial hypertension, ASPAHR analysis. This SPAHR analysis investigated the prognostic value of multi-component improvement, MCI, a novel endpoint, alongside the European Society of Cardiology, European Respiratory Society, 4-strata risk, 4SR assessment, and the non-invasive French risk stratification score, FRS. Researchers evaluated these models, all based on 3 components, for predicting survival in pulmonary arterial hypertension patients in Sweden. The study successfully established the utility of these multi-component risk models for survival prediction in a real-world cohort. This research provides enhanced tools for clinicians, enabling more accurate risk stratification and guiding treatment decisions to improve outcomes for patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.